and no back on it, just a, you know, two planks up and one plank across. And that's where the kids sat, you know, and you get over, put them all on the bench over there. And we had a bed in there one time too, one of the girls, and had a pot-bellied stove, a heater in there, and you run the pipe out the window, that kind of thing. And in the next room on that particular side was the kitchen, and it was just that. We did have an electric, we had an electric stove, and you know, no sink or anything like that. We'd draw water from the well outside, you know, drop the rope down in there and dodge the turtle and the frog and get a bucket of water and pull it up. And a lot of people don't believe this because a lot of my friends didn't grow up that way. You know, we get somewhere, we get to talking about it, and they say, oh, hell, Huffman, you didn't grow up like that. But, I mean, you know, we did. I mean, that's the way it was. Yeah. And then the other side of the house, of course, you could go, you know, from the dining room into the one of the bedrooms, and there was two full-size beds in there. And then there was another room back up that you could go into from the living room. There was a closet between those two main bedrooms, and that was Mother and Daddy's room in the front. The bedroom, and it was a fireplace. Strangely enough, there was a fireplace in Mother and Daddy's bedroom, and it was back to back with a fireplace that was in the girls' bedroom there, you know, and you could look like that, you know, and see through, you know, to the other bedroom. But that's how we kept it warm, and I can't ever remember getting really bad cold, you know. I mean, I don't remember freezing in the winter. You know, people talk about, hey, when I was a kid, you could see holes in the floor. Well, you could see holes in our floor now and then. We'd patch them up, but it was a decent, tight house, you know, glass windows and the whole thing. You know, the little outhouse outside, for lack of a better word, with a quince tree beside the outhouse. And I don't know why, but I always grew up thinking everybody ought to have a quince tree beside their, you know, manure parlor or whatever you want to call it.
and we
had a back porch, too, you know, and a back porch. It was high off the ground, and, you know, you... That's where you threw the water out of the wash pan. We didn't have a bathtub, you know, and you took a bath, especially in the wintertime, in a wash pan, which is, you know, maybe like a gallon and a half container. Mm-hmm. You can still get them at some of the general stores way out in the country around here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you warm some water and have some cold water, and when you warm some water, you take the water out of the well in the bucket and put it over in the pan and warm it up on the stove, and, you know, all of this. Mm-hmm. And everybody just kind of more or less take a bird bath, you know, like you would if you'd, you know, if you'd... been to one meeting, you know, and you didn't have time to take a bath, you'd come back, you know, and just kind of rag yourself off, you know, and then change clothes and put on some more deodorant, another white shirt, and go back to the meeting. And so that's kind of what we did, especially in the winter. Now, in the summer, we'd go out to, you know, we'd go out to the pool, for instance, and get a number three wash tub and fill it full of water. The two boys, and my older brother and I, my little brother wasn't there, you know, he wasn't around then, and we'd get in that tub, you know, and take a bath. And, weird. But anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm going to ask you, since you brought up the outhouse, have you ever heard any people around here call it anything else? You mentioned outhouse and manure parlor.
Oh, I just made up the manure parlor. I'm bad about making up words, but, well, Johnny House. Yeah. A lot of people call it a Johnny House. I know I had some friends that, after I moved over here to Houston, and they called theirs the Johnny House. They were laughing about Amanda and Sandra, these twin cousins of theirs, and one of them got stuck in the hole in the Johnny House, you know. And I thought, what the hell is a Johnny House, you know? And it, of course, I knew what it was, but it just sounded funny. And we called it a toilet. That's what we called it, you know. Said, you know, hey, Mama, it's dark. Go with me to the toilet. And that's what it was a toilet. And still to this day now, you know, some things stay with you. But I don't like to use the word, you know, toilet in reference to Brute and Old Spice and, you know, shower to shower body power, you know, because to me a toilet, you know, God, had a gross association, you know. There was a Sears and Roebuck catalog out there from last year that you used, and you know, people live longer now, and I know why, because we take care of ourselves better. I mean, like then, God, no wonder, you know, people that are 40, 50 years old now have hemorrhoids, you know. Well, you know, corn cobs and wet corn cobs were good, but dry ones were hell. And, but, you know, I mean, God, rough newspapers and stuff like that. And the way we ate, you know, we had a lot of pork because, you know, pork grew off faster than beef did. Besides, it didn't cost as much. You can feed a hog, as it was back then.